We're back, Podsters. Part two of Grit and Grace, 100 Life Lessons Battle-Tested by Moi. Before I get into it, I want to talk to you about something. And I don't really know why I'm bringing this up. I just know that I should. So something really interesting has been happening lately. Last year, I had a really big year for my business. It was a record-breaking year in terms of everything. The number of speaking gigs I had, the number of money coming into my business, the number of women that I met with and affected. It was a number of clients I coached one-on-one. It was a record-breaking year. And this year, as you know, I was easing and am easing into my year and my life and my business. So what's happened is last year, I feel like I might have gotten a little too big time. And that's my expression. I feel like, yes, I was still connected to you all through the podcast, through our interactions on social media, obviously through my clients and through my sessions, my keynotes. And yet the past few months, I've been having a lot more one-on-one conversations. I feel like last year I got away from the nuts and bolts. And some of that is, of course, if you're gonna ramp up and get super high into the ether, you have to, you know, your feet are gonna come off the ground. And that's okay. The past few months, I've been really having a ton of one-on-one conversations. So that has been, I'm doing a community event with Community Ed in my community education in my town. I did that a couple of years ago, same thing. So these are women who don't have access to a lot of this training. Some of these women have never worked in the corporate world. So they face the same things. They face the same issues and they don't have access to these resources. So it's fascinating to bring these women together. You know, one might be a landscaper, one might be a bartender, one might be a corporate executive, one's a nurse, one's literally a librarian, another one is a dancer. So bringing all these different walks of life together and having the same conversations has been incredibly powerful, really rewarding to me and or for me, and has made me really want to focus back on the individual wins, the butterfly effect that I got choked up about last week. So I don't know why I'm telling you this. I think maybe the message here is if you feel like you're losing connection, it might be time to get back to basics. Are you ready to speak up, stand out, and get your seat at the table? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to Unmute Yourself, the podcast where you'll get real life anecdotes and actionable tools for you to step into your strengths, debunk imposter syndrome, truly know your worth, and show up like you own the room every time. I'm your host, Nancy Medoff, who did the thing and followed my passion for empowering women like you to unleash that inner spark and become who you know you are meant to be. I'm a diehard foodie with a raging Skittles habit who will not stop until women everywhere unmute themselves and truly thrive at work, at home, or wherever you may be. Let's do this. So my number 51 is life lessons is grassroots and brass tacks always wins. So what I mean by that is back to basics always wins. So this could be with your health, with your diet, with your business, with your messaging, with your kids, with your relationships, back to basics. What are the basics? What are the core? When I strip everything else down, what is really important in the situation and then focusing on that? That's how you block out the noise. I love that one. Okay. Number two, own your stuff. And I say stuff because I don't want to curse on my podcast, but I will. If you're playing this in front of your kids, maybe have them stick their fingers in their ear. What I want to say is own your shit. And you know, there's nothing more powerful than when you say, you know what, that's on me and I apologize. Or, you know what, I messed up and I need to own up to it. So there's that piece, which is an apology is incredibly powerful. The other piece is of own your shit for me is knowing who you are. And I'm not saying apologizing for who you are, but making accommodations for who you are. So I, for the past 15 years, have been working on my patience. I am not a very patient person, or I'm a person who constantly has to remind myself to be patient. And that works for me and that works against me. So when I say own your shit, what I mean is in this situation is I know that I can be impatient, and I know that that is a problem for people. And that's a problem in some of my relationships. And I own that. So I work on that. And I might say, you know what? I know I need to be more patient. Please continue. Or, you know what? I know that sometimes I'm impatient. In this case, here's why I think this needs to get done now, or whatever the case may be. It's really just own your stuff. Along with that, 53. And I cannot take credit for this. Own your extra. And when I say own your extra, what I mean is own your bouge, own your standards, own whatever it is that makes you you, no matter what. The Own Your Extra came from Kara Elwell. She has a fantastic podcast. It's called The Champagne Diet. It's called Style Your Mind. Her handle is The Champagne Diet. She's amazing. She's local, New York. It has a great story. If you haven't listened to her podcast, go listen to it. She's amazing. Amazing. Self-made. Lives her life out loud. And I remember a few years ago, I was listening to her podcast and she said, own your extra. And I just laughed because that's what I think. That's how I live. I say, you know, own your bouge or own your, if you're high maintenance or whatever, own it. Just own it. It's fine. It's fine. You are who you are. Anyway, go check out Kara. She's the best. I'll put a link in the show notes. 54. Give the compliment. Give the compliment that you're thinking about. You may unknowingly, I'm going to get emotional. I have been emotional with these lessons, Podsters. You may unknowingly bring someone back from a very dark place. You don't know what someone's going through. And it could be something as simple as, you know what, I really appreciate that you spoke up. Or, hey, thanks for asking that question. I had the same question. Or you could be standing in line at the grocery store and say, hey, I love your sneakers. Whatever the case is, if it's authentic, don't be afraid to say it, because you really will make someone's day. And I have a few examples. There's one in particular that I'm thinking about. I was in an airport. This was years ago, maybe 10 years ago. And it was, you know, I was laying over. We were stuck. I know the airport. I can see it visually. I think it was Newark. It might have been Newark. It's a huge airport. We had been there for hours. I was exhausted. And this gentleman came out of nowhere and gave me a lovely compliment. And it just really made my day. And this was 10 or 15 years ago. And he didn't want anything. He was not hitting on me. He gave me the compliment and then kept moving. I mean, it was really lovely. And you never know what kind of profound effect you're going to have on someone. So give the compliment. It makes you feel better too, by the way. Okay. 50, I think this is 55, own your outcomes and stop the blame game. We talked about this, or I talked about this on the last episode, where I said, you know, you can only blame your parents for so long. You can only blame your upbringing for so long. Just own your outcomes. And whatever happens to you now really is on you. It really is. And I'm talking personal, professional. If you're listening to this podcast, you have free will. You found me somehow. So own your outcome. It's up to you, all of it. 56. Can't remember if we talked about this. I think I might have. And it was to forget about the blame game. Blaming is no fun. With blame comes shame. With shame comes blame. None of it is fun. None of it is good. I think I did talk about this. By the way, I did listen to that episode more than once. I just can't remember. I can't remember a lot of stuff lately, but that's another episode. And I think I did. I said in my family, or with my husband, Danny, who's the best. Shout out to my husband, Danny. Hi, honey. Even though, guess what, Podsters? He doesn't listen to this podcast. That's another conversation. So if you know Danny, ask him why he doesn't. Anyway, we don't place blame. So he'll say, you know, I'll say something like, the kitchen's a mess. And he'll say, well, I didn't blah, 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 blah. And it's like, there's no blame here. We don't blame in this family. We can vent, but it's never blaming. Nothing good comes from it. Nothing good comes from it. Think about your kids. Nothing good comes from it when they start blaming other people. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. Let's solve for the problem. Okay, number 57, everyone has baggage. I'm pretty sure we talked about that. You might hear some more dupes. I'm sorry, Podsters, but that just is what it is. Everyone has baggage. We all have it. It's when you act on that baggage and you let it hold you back, that's the real tragedy. 58, the thing you want to do least is probably the thing you should do the most. Here's a tactical physical example. So there's a saying in yoga that the pose you want to do the least is probably the one you need the most. For me, that's usually pigeon. With pigeon. I can't. And it's the one that I need the most. The thing that you want to do the least is probably the thing you need to do the most. So think about it. This one is for 58. I don't even know what we're on anymore. This is for the single ladies. I am going to sing, guys. Ready? Oh, the single ladies. Oh, the single ladies. Oh, the single ladies. Put your hands up. Just had to do that. I love that song. So for the single women who follow this podcast, it will come to you when you least expect it. And by it, I mean the partner that you're looking for, the life that you're looking for with a partner. If that's something that you want, it'll come to you when you least expect it. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I see a lot of young women holding themselves back or waiting for something or someone. And you want to enter into a partnership bringing as much of yourself and as much of your own value as you can. So who wants to go into a relationship not bringing anything to the table? I don't. And I'm assuming if you're listening to this podcast, you don't either. So you do you and trust that when it is meant to happen, it will happen. I'm going to give you an example. So I was 43 when I married I was 43 when I met the man that is now my husband. And I remember this clear as could be. I met with a financial planner and I said to this planner, okay, let's just cut the cord. Let's assume it's only going to be me. Let's assume it's only going to be me. Let's plan for my future. Me, only me, my income, my revenue, my retirement. And about a week later, I met my now husband. And I don't think that's a coincidence. I think planning for the worst, if you will, which is, oh, it's only going to be me, which, by the way, that's not necessarily the worst for a lot of people. Being with somebody you're miserable with is a lot worse, but that's a whole nother podcast. I think the minute I took the fear or the waiting out, I could relax, I could be myself. And, you know, that's when I did, for whatever reason you want to call it, the universe, you want to call it energy, you want to call it fate, you want to call it a coincidence, I don't care. Those are the facts. So you do you, boo. And when it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Okay. The next one is when you know, that's anything. That's the job. That's the partner. That's the parking spot. That's the route to take on your drive, whatever. When you know, it's when you don't listen to yourself that we all get ourselves into trouble. So when you know, okay, here's the next one. So I think this is number 60. What are you doing to pay it forward? I think that the life lesson here is that it's no longer optional. So I don't care where you are in your career journey. I don't care if you're a VP, a CEO. I don't care if you've just graduated from college, which a lot of our podsters are recent college grads. It's no longer optional for you to throw down the rope for the women that come behind you. So whoever it is, however it is, make the time to help the people that are coming after you. 61, the best way to get your point across is to make that connection with the person that you're trying to convince or talk to or rally. What is in it for them? You might recall my three principles of persuasive communication are the rule of three, start with them, and so what? So if you start with them, why does your audience care? You'll see politicians do this. They do it, I think, a little bit to a fault, where sometimes they're disingenuous or they appear to be disingenuous. That's not a fair statement for me to make. But anyway, what's in it for them? What's in it for your audience? Why should they listen to you? Why should they give you their resources, their attention, their energy, their money, their time, whatever the case is? What's in it for them? All right, this one's a little controversial, but I'm going to say it anyway. I like mentors, sure. Yes, mentors are good people to have in your life. There is nothing more powerful than a sponsor, and there's a difference. Again, this is in the book, but I'm going to go through it. A mentor is someone that you can talk to, that will look out for you, that will give you advice, that will help you with your career. A sponsor is someone who will actively open doors for you. So a mentor might say, hey, there's a VP job posted, and I think you'd be great for it. Why don't you go for it? Great. Thank you. You might not have known about it. The mentor's like, great, awesome. They might even help you prepare. The sponsor says, hey, there's a VP job. I think you'd be great at it. And I spoke with the hiring manager. I endorsed you and I put your name in the. So you're going to want to follow up and make sure you post for the job. That's a sponsor. That's the difference. They open the door for you. And if you don't have a sponsor, which many people don't, very easy to get one. Who is one of your mentors that you believe will actively open doors for you? Talk to them and ask them. That's all. It's that simple. You don't get what you don't ask. sponsors. They're the real deal. Okay. Oh, I love this one. 63. Eat the frog. This is one of my favorite expressions. As a matter of fact, it's right here on my, there was a post-it on my lamp that says eat the frog. If you haven't heard this expression before, and I'm not sure it will translate into other countries, and we're in 54 countries now. So, hi, everyone outside the US. What we mean by eat the frog is if there's something gnarly that's on your to-do list, do it first thing in the morning. Eat the frog. The thing you want to do the least, again, it's probably the thing you should do the most. Get it out of the way because then it's out, it's done, and you can move on. Eat the frog. Eat the frog first thing. Okay. 64. Oh, I love this. If you're feeling edgy or out of sorts, which as you all know, I was feeling a few weeks ago, take a look at what you're consuming. And by what you're consuming, I mean physically, food. What are you eating? Are you eating nachos and chips and soda? Like that's not going to fuel your body to be at your optimum performance. There's nothing wrong with those foods, but if you're eating only those, it's junk going into your body. What are you consuming in terms of your podcasts? What are you listening to? Who are you following on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, social media? What news are you watching? What are your eyes taking in on the daily? So when you wake up first thing in the morning, what's the first thing you see? Is it your phone? If you're feeling out of sorts and you're feeling edgy, and when you first open your eyes in the morning and the first thing you look at is your phone, that's on you. That is on you. I have no sympathy for that. I just don't. The first thing you're going to do is grab your phone? Isn't there something in life that's more important to you than your phone? Perhaps it's the sun shining or your partner or your children. Don't you want to go kiss your kids before you whip out your phone? I don't know. I don't want to place a value on that, although I know that I just did. If that's what floats your boat, I guess. No. What are you consuming? What are you consuming? Okay. 65, not all bias is bad. So here's the scoop on this. If you have a brain, you have bias. Okay. And I remember someone saying that to me with a DE&I session that I went to. So we all have bias. It simply is. It's when you act on that bias that you get into trouble or that it becomes inappropriate. So we were all raised differently. We all have different values. We all have different views of the world. We all have different beliefs. That is okay. Understanding and acknowledging that you grew up differently from someone else and your opinions are informed differently, that is okay. It's when you act on it that it becomes not okay. So that's a little tidbit there for you. The next one I already talked about. It was back to basics, works every time. Oh, this one's big. Say what you need to say, if I can quote John Mayer. So I remember I was about two blocks away from the Boston Marathon bombing when it happened. Maybe more like five or six blocks. So I was out. We had just gone to the baseball game. So in Boston, a lot of people go to the Red Sox game and then they go watch the marathon. It is like Christmas in April in Boston. It's a tradition for a lot of people. So I went to the game and I was on my way to go to the marathon. And it was very, very crowded. It was incredibly crowded in Kenmore Square, which is where Fenway Park is. And I remember I looked at Danny and I said, let's get out of this crowd. I'm feeling a little unnerved. The crowd was carrying me. I couldn't move myself. I had to go with the crowd. I didn't like it. It reminded me of New Orleans at Mardi Gras. So we popped into a restaurant and we sat down and we had some dinner. And then the whole world changed forever. I remember people were talking. No one's phones were working because all the cell towers were jammed up because everybody was trying to call everybody. We didn't really know what happened. We knew the subway was closed. Anyway, all of this, I'm going to get emotional. I'm going to get emotional again. What's with me, Podsters? So I remember Danny and I were living, I was staying with him, and he was living probably about a mile and a half from Fenway Park. So we had to walk back, which is no big deal, obviously. And there were no taxis, there were no Ubers. The entire streets were completely deserted. And there were policemen and women and bomb sniffing dogs looking at all the trash cans, and it was wild. And I remember we got like a block from the apartment. And I just stood there in the sidewalk, and I was just in shock and shook and started shaking and just sobbing because, oh my God, like how did this happen? And I thought about, you know, I remember I looked at Danny and I said, you know, I love you, and we hugged and whatever. And I remember thinking to myself, like, what, these people never got to say what they wanted to say to their partners. And you never know. You don't know what's around the corner. So say what you want to say, say what you need to say, because you don't know. Nothing is promised. Tomorrow's not promised. So say what you need to say. Okay. On a lighter note, 68, get up early. If you get up early, the only thing you're missing is sleep. And I remember this is how I'm a morning workout person. And I remember a long time ago, I was working with a colleague many, many years ago at the Cambridge Marriott. And he said, you know, I just like to get up in the morning and bang it out, because the only thing I'm missing is sleep. At night, I might be missing time with my partner. I might be missing dinner with friends. I might be missing a great TV show. In the morning, 5, 6 a.m., whenever, only thing you're missing is sleep. Who cares? Now, I love sleep, don't get me wrong, but I just think you get up early. There's something to that. Okay. Oh, God, this is great. Ready? Women, when they step into who they are the most powerful. When we try to be something we are not, that's when we get into trouble. This is what I wrote to myself. You know, again, it's own your extra. It's own everything. You are who you are. And first of all, there's an incredible freedom with knowing that. And stepping into that, you're unstoppable. You are unstoppable when you step into that. So do everything you can to do that. That's what I would say. Authenticity is incredibly freeing. Oh, this is a good one. I think we're in the 70s now. 71. Before you go work for a company, ask hard questions such as, tell me about the culture in your company. How are decisions made? How are disagreements handled? Tell me a little bit about turnover. Why do people leave this company? These are very, very reasonable and good questions for you to ask. Because if you don't, you could have a company that's great on paper. You go to work for them. This, I don't care if you're new or new to the workforce. I don't care if you've had a 30-year career. It's a lot of time, effort, money, investment from you working for a company. So let's make sure that before you do any of it, that it's a company you want to work for. You get to ask these questions. And if you don't like the answers, seek more, seek to understand more, or, you know, maybe it's not the right fit for you. You don't want to figure this out 3, 4, 5, 6 months in. It's just not good for anyone. So ask the tough questions, ask the high gain questions. 72, imposter syndrome is BS. I think we've been through that. It is a feeling. Feelings are not facts. It's when you let this feeling of being an imposter hold you back that you do yourself a disservice. This one, I'm just going to say it. 73. You can't argue with uninformed or opinionated. So I was talking about this the other night. I was over someone's house meeting some new people, and we were talking about some of the conversations that are happening with current events. And what I said was, you know, before I get into a debate with somebody or a conversation with somebody that I know or don't know, I will ask them, how are you getting your information on this subject? And especially if it's a controversial topic. And if they can't answer that, if they say, well, I'm getting it from Instagram, then I will say, you know, respectfully, I'd prefer that we don't talk about it. I'd prefer not to get in a conversation with you about it. Because if you're getting your news from one source or one feed, especially social media, that feed is curated by you. So it's only the opinions that you want to see. So if somebody says to me, you know what, I'm getting this information from NPR and from, you know, BBC or CNN or Fox. Listen, I'm naming all the news stations, okay? This is not, you listen to whoever you want to listen to. If they're getting their information from a reliable source, I will have the conversation. If they're not, and this happens a lot, I will say, I'd prefer not to have this conversation. Thank you. The end. It could be anything. It could be the war that's happening right now. It could be gun control. It could be human rights. It could be what else is happening out there that's very controversial right now. The election, right? Well, first of all, I won't talk politics with anybody I don't know, first of all. Socially, I won't. I will say, and I have said it to close family members, And I'm not a jerk about it. I just, hey, can you, so, you know, before we get into this, can you share with me where you're getting your information? It's a reasonable question. And then you get to decide if you want to continue the conversation. Okay. 74, our kids are watching us. I know you know this. I know you know this. And it's worth a reminder. They're watching everything. They're watching everything. And we're not perfect. No one is perfect. Remember that they're little sponges and they're watching everything. Speaking of kids, 75, there is nothing better to boost your mood than hearing a child laughing. I would argue there's nothing better to, or I would add, excuse me, there is nothing better to boost my mood than when I hear myself laughing. True story, Podsters. It was late the other night, late-ish, and the Hangover movie that was set in Thailand came on, and I had a choice to stay up and watch it or to go to bed. And I said to Danny, I have to watch this. It is so funny to me, and it is slapstick humor. I mean, it is not a very intellectual movie. The acting and the timing and the comedy resonates with me so much. I watched it. Danny said, I don't think I've ever heard you laugh that hard, or I haven't in a long time. And it was fantastic. So see what you can do to try to get yourself a little laughter. 76, don't chase any of it. Sure, there's going after what you want. Yes. If you feel like you're chasing, it might be time to pause and either look at your strategy or look at what it is that you want or look at how you're going about getting it. Chasing isn't fun for anyone. It's not fun for you. It's not fun for the thing, person, place, or thing that you're chasing. Try not to chase. It's exhausting and you can do better. You can do better than that. Oh, I like this one. This is not me. This is RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Pave your own way, but don't gatekeep it. So once you get there, me and RBG, we think the same thing. Don't be a gatekeeper. Bring your fellow people along. Okay, last two. The first one is, last three. If you keep procrastinating something over and over and over again, which I am very guilty of, at a certain point, you need to ask yourself how badly you want it. And there is nothing more freeing than just crossing something off your list because you know what? If I've been putting this off for 3 months, perhaps it's not really that much of a priority. Why do I keep writing this down and transferring it from list to list to list? Why? Why? Why haven't I acted on this? Do I really want it? Is it really a priority? And you know what? Maybe it's not, and that's okay. Okay, second to last, we have champagne is always a good idea. Just going to leave that one out there. And then the last that I have for you, I think this is number 80. You've got this. And you know you've got this. And you know you've got this, and it is now up to you. It's up to you. So, Podsters, that's my message for you. I know I said I was going to do 100. Here's what I want to do. We're going to have a contest. So I really want to gather from all of you your greatest life lessons, and I want to distill this. I want to get 20 more. I want to get 20 more from you all. So if you're listening on Spotify, there's a question section and you can enter your answer into that section. What is your greatest life lesson? And if you are not out watching on Spotify, shoot me a note on Instagram. It's Nancy_Medoff. You can connect with me through my website, nancymedoff@nancymedoff.com. You can connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn. You can't swing a cat without finding me somewhere. So what is your life lesson? If I get 20 of you, 30, 40, 50, however many of you, I am going to add it to mine. I'm going to publish it. Depending on how many we have, I'm going to publish it. And you're going to be a part of that publication. So let's do this, Podsters. What do you have to say? What's your greatest life lesson? With that, I'm going to go. Peace out. I will see you next week. I have more guests coming on. Thank you very much. And I have some very unique and interesting guests coming on, although all of my guests are unique and interesting. What's your greatest life lesson? Shoot me a note. I want to hear from you. I love you. Peace out. That's a wrap, Podsters. And before we go, I ask you, what's one thing from today's episode that you will use this week to unmute yourself? DM me, email me, send a smoke signal, whatever you need to do. Let me know what you're going to do differently. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone you know and leave a 5-star review on Apple. This helps me spread our message of empowerment to more people worldwide. Let's do this.